Like, we'll see what's going to happen this weekend with a full slate of games, of course, with the Atlanta Falcons. They're taking on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. And like we teased to you earlier, Coach Raheem Morris, lots of matchups in this one to be excited about. He's got his eyes on one particular one.
I'm really excited about that matchup with him and AJ and watching those guys go out there and compete. Like, that, AJ has one of the toughest jobs on the team every single week, right? You go out
right
first week of the season, you got Pickens. Next week of the season, you got this guy. Then you got Deontay Johnson last week. And you're going to go out there and you're going to match that guy up with those guys that we know how much money they make.
right.
Every single week. And they don't make that money by mistake. They make it because they earn it. And he has to go out there and play. And they're going to make catches. They're going to have receptions. And you got to keep fighting. And the one thing we know about AJ, he's a fighter. He's going to go out there no matter what and keep going. And no better example than what he did last week, right? Standing the fight, covering Deontay, and then at the end, boom, steps in front of the last minute and gets a pick.
Guess I should have told you who the matchup was against. Surprise, DK Metcalf.
So. Yeah. I don't think there's any question.
Coach Morris is talking about.
Right, I don't think there's any question. And he mentioned the fact that AJ Terrell has a tough matchup. And look, there's times, obviously, he's going to man up. Falcons noted cover three team under Raheem Morris and Jimmy Lake so far this year. I think they're playing that at about a 40% clip, which ranks about sixth or seventh in the league. I got to check back on the numbers. But top 10 in terms of the amount they play cover three. And when you look at DK Metcalf and what he does, it's obvious that Geno Smith is looking for DK Metcalf in these situations, Tiff. He's got almost 60% of their yards through the air against cover three. They'll try to pick him apart, 25% of the targets. The good news is that when you look at last week and DK Metcalf and you turn on the game, I swear I turn on the game and I'm watching Seattle and I'm watching the replay of it. And like every ball is thrown at DK Metcalf, like every single one of them. And so I'm like looking at it, watching. I'm like, have they thrown it to anybody else? And then at some point, like midway through the game, Geno Smith just kind of like that kind of tails off a little bit, starts throwing out of the backfield, starts throwing to a number of other players in the scheme. But only 3 of 11 on targets that come his way to DK Metcalf. And we all saw the shot where he puts on the headset and is talking to offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb. And he's a lot of people, lip readers out there. Can you please throw it past the sticks is what supposedly he was saying. So he was frustrated last week.
Well, I was looking at a Seattle Times article, and that's basically the headline of the article is the Seahawks need to get him to take care of the ball. They need to get him the ball, basically, too. That's what they were insinuating in it. He's a playmaker, and I know that over the last couple of years, you're kind of guaranteed to almost get like 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
With him a season, but
and there's no question too. I mean, Tiff, you've been around enough of these teams where you kind of can just like eyeball test some of the playmakers. You know what I mean? You're like first guy off the bus. That's definitely DK Metcalf.
Yeah, you know.
But he also has that top end speed that can kind of run away from you and make some plays. If you look closer at some of the words that came out of these pressures too, I've been watching them all week. Like Geno Smith's like, hey, DK didn't get his toes down on the one touchdown or the one would-be touchdown. What did you think about that? Do you think he could have gotten his feet in the end zone? And Geno just kind of drops the, well, just check the film. You can go watch the film. It's like, wow, dude, like really? Like he's got to make the circus catches or he's not getting signed off on by Geno Smith? I think Geno Smith's frustrated. I think DK's frustrated. I think the matchups you'll see in this will be quite interesting because the way this kind of breaks down, and obviously a very, very pass-happy team, but they'll also try to get the ball to the running back out of the backfield. I mentioned it. 14 carries for like 30 yards last week. Awful. Awful ground game right now. But a number of people that have talked about the offensive line for Seattle, obviously a problem. But it's just not a commitment they try to make. It's like, hey, let's get it to DK. Let's get it to some other people, see if we can move on.
But do you think, like, and I kind of butchered the headline of the article, but it was saying they need him to take care of the ball. And he was talking about just, like, basically this year, he said, I've done a pretty good job, but, when it comes to not giving the ball away, I've been at the scene of 3 turnovers this year. I'm like, does this warrant a headline? But I guess maybe it's uncharacteristic play for him. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's so much like, dysfunction around this because, and we don't. I don't think most of us think of DK Metcalf when we think.
I don't think of fumbles, and I don't think of DK
right.
Metcalf.
And not only that, I'll be honest with you. I don't think of like disgruntled receiver. I don't think of like problem child receiver or anything like that. But obviously, he's been very frustrated, and I don't think that's a good thing. And here's why: this team passes more than any other team in the league. I mean, this team is putting the ball up to bat a lot. And when you have Geno Smith and this, I don't want to call it air raid in the NFL, but, I mean, that's essentially what it is when you're only rushing for 30 yards on 14 carries. you would think receivers are excited about that. Like, you would think he's like, man, I'm going to get my opportunities. I got 11 targets in the game, right? And yet, it just doesn't seem like that's all kind of come together. You got Kenneth Walker, who actually has 8 catches out of the backfield. And you got DK Metcalf with 3 catches. And it just, the number's not lining up for whatever reason in terms of that passing attack. But I mentioned it. Cover 3, Raheem Morris will run it. He'll have his opportunities, and Geno Smith will be looking for him. And I know they're kind of dissecting the film to see where this pass defense can kind of be had.
Yeah, you're talking about the passing threat that they have. The Falcons obviously well aware of that. And corner Mike Hughes, he's still looking for this defense to play a complete game.
I think we're still trying to put a complete game together as a defense. And I think we're all trying to we're all gelling together pretty well as we learn each other and each other's strengths. And I think once, you know, coaches put us all in the right positions to be successful, I think we'll be really dangerous. And, you know, it's crazy to say, and I know it might sound cliche, but I really, truly believe once we, you know, get everything clicking, we'll be really dangerous.
Oh, I have a guess what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's maybe the pass rush.
Maybe that's. Yeah. You think that's where he's going with it?
I think it might be. And look, I don't think people realize, Tiff, how good the secondary has been, despite the fact that you are dead last in sack rate in the NFL. Let me say that again. You are dead last in sack rate in the NFL. And yet, when you look at passing yards allowed per play, I'm not going to look at it on the whole of the game, because situations are different and everything else. You're like top 5 in terms of passing yards allowed per play. All right, so when you look at it from that angle, an extremely good job, and I love hearing from Mike Hughes. We've talked about it a number of times. He was just kind of like the other guy. AJ's getting his extension. Mike Hughes was new on the block last year. Jeff Okuda was kind of starting. Mike Hughes is playing like a nickel spot. They draft Clark Phillips. They have all these other pieces. You don't address that in the draft, and everybody's like, all right, when are they going to replace Mike Hughes? When is that going to happen? When do they find somebody else? And yet this dude and AJ and this entire secondary have done nothing but kind of step up to bat and make sure they carry the torch for this defense as the, you know, the 3 defensive linemen you drafted and the Matthew Judon you trade for. As all that happens, you're still not getting much productivity out of those guys up front.
Well, they're going to need it, especially against Seattle. When you look at what went down at practice yesterday and on the injury report, look, you've got Troy Anderson, Lorenzo Carter, and Justin Simmons were not present on the field and were labeled as out on the team's injury report. So we can see how that affects the game. Mm. So they're still trying to put together a complete defensive performance.
Come on,
according
baby, let's
to Mike
go.
Hughes.
Let's go.